Starting Thursday, retailers across the country will need to be able to accept a new kind of credit card, or they could be liable for fraudulent charges. KUER's Brian Grimmett reports on how Utah businesses are preparing for the switch.
You might not have noticed it yet, but there's a new kind of credit card out there. It's called an EMV card, and it has an electronic chip embedded in it that helps make transactions more secure.
What you'll do is you'll put it in the machine, and instead of reading a static number like you see in the back of your magnetic strip, they're going to have a unique identifying code just for that transaction, so it makes the ability to, in essence, clone a card extremely difficult.
That's David Gill. He's the vice president for corporate services at Zions Bank. He says they've been working hard to prepare their clients to be able to accept these new cards before October 1st. That's when liability for fraudulent credit card purchases becomes the responsibility of retailers.
And so everybody's got to make some changes. The card issuing banks have to issue those cards with the technology as well. You have to have machines to read that.
Catherine Weller runs Weller Bookworks in Trolley Square. She says they've been working on transitioning for the past year and had to weigh the cost of new equipment with the likelihood of accepting a fraudulent card.
Whether I've experienced fraud in the past or not, I'm all for upgrading security, so I'm good with that. That said, the investment in new hardware is not insubstantial for a small business. The new hardware I've had to purchase is a good chunk of change.
EMV cards or chip cards have been widely used in Europe for several years. The United States is one of the last industrialized countries to begin using them. Brian Grimmett, KUER News.